Track 6 and more news stories. The gift that just keeps on giving. It's the gift that keeps on giving. That's how organisers of Ashburton's Community Fridge see its role in the town. Celebrating seasonal crops and encouraging economical food consumption, the aim is to reduce food waste by making surplus items freely available to all residents. At the same time, during the current cost living crisis, the fridge, which is located behind the town hall, is helping anyone in the town who may be struggling. Inga Page, Community Fridge Chairman, describes it as a village well and the gift that keeps on giving. One of a growing number of such initiatives across the country, the fridge is stocked through donations, surplus fruit and vegetables, and from goods not sold at supermarkets. Its mission is to redistribute food that would otherwise go to waste and share it with the local community. Since launching in March 2021, when its doors were officially opened by the mayor, the organisation now has more than 40 volunteers. The fridge is located behind the Ashburton Town Hall.
A family-run pub in Cockwood has had to close after a side wall dramatically collapsed following heavy rain. Made from traditional cob material, the Ship Inn's owners saw an entire side of the building fall down after downpours on Saturday. Sunday morning's incident happened before the pub opened, but the collapse has taken out part of the chef's accommodation above the pub, destroying his lounge wall and the wall behind the bar. It's believed the rain had soaked into the wall material. It has been reported that the owners have been told that it can be repaired and they intend to reopen as soon as possible. Anna Brown, who has run the pub along with her family since 2007, says the shocking collapse came without warning. Basically, the wall behind the bar fell out and down in towards the garden. It feels horrendous. This is our family pub. This is our business. But we will be back and serving as soon as we possibly can.
Inaugural festive gig for youth choir. Tynmouth's budding youth choir, which boasts about 30 members, is hard at work preparing for its first ever public performance. And what better stage than the town's Christmas lights switch on? With singers from at least half a dozen local schools, Tynmouth Youth Choir has gone from strength to strength since forming in September and is now ready to show their achievements in public. On Saturday, November the 24th at 3:45, the choir is to perform at the Tynmouth Christmas Light Switch on the Triangle. We are so excited to have this opportunity to perform and will be accompanied on the keyboard by the talented local young pianist Jack Rodwell, said the choir's musical director, Ilana Jacobs. It's just wonderful to see and hear all these young people enjoying singing and working so hard together, sometimes in unison, sometimes in harmony, but always with a smile. Our rehearsals are just 45 minutes long and we only have four left before the first public performance. As well as being the choir's first performance, the concert will be special for another reason, because it will serve as a collaboration. At the end of their set, the new choir will be joined on stage by members of the Rowcroft Hospice Choir for a rousing finale. The choir will also be singing for residents of a local care home in December and hope to bring them extra warmth and Christmas cheer. There is still time for young people to join the choir, which caters for 7 to 16-year-olds, and perform with them. Email tynmouthyouthchoir@gmail.com for details.
Two new landing sites for Air Ambulance. Two new community landing sites for Devon Air Ambulance have been announced in Teignbridge, which are the first in the county to be operational at night without the need for flood lighting. King's Kerswell and North Bovey communities will be the first to provide facilities for the emergency helicopter, since the charity has been able to consider areas which do not have available floodlights for night landings. Devonair Ambulance now has a network of 196 surveyed floodlit landing sites, allowing landing during the hours of darkness. But the project is now moving into a new phase to establish sites that do not need the installation of a lighting column for floodlighting to land, with King's Kerswell and North Bovey are the first. Graham Coates, landing site manager at DAA, explained, "We have recently completed an extensive review of our night flying operations, including pilot training, new advances in technology on board our aircraft, and night vision goggles use whilst in flight. We have also looked at how these advancements can help us to attend more patients, ensuring that we can get to them as quickly and as safely as possible. With all these factors in mind, and in consultation with the Civil Aviation Authority, we have been able to assess the feasibility of landing at sites without the use of lights. And I am pleased to announce that going forward, flood lighting will not be required at our landing site locations."
It was a busy weekend for Newton Abbott's crack team of firefighters, having attended as many as 3 incidents in one day. Saturday, October the 28th, saw the crew from Newton Abbott Fire Station attend 3 incidents, chief among them a vehicle fire on the A380. Upon arrival, the crew, alongside their colleagues from Middlemore Fire Station, were faced with one vehicle well alight, with smoke and flames issuing from both the engine and the passenger compartments. The police closed the road whilst 2 firefighters wearing breathing apparatus tackled the fire using a hose reel jet. Once the fire was extinguished, the crews used a thermal imaging camera to check for any hot spots that may have remained, a spokesman for Newton Abbott Fire Station said. All occupants from the vehicle escaped unharmed, and the incident was handed over to the police prior to our departure.
Top award for a Chudleigh student. An engineering student from Chudleigh has been recognised for his work by winning a prestigious award. Michael Green, a student at the University of Plymouth, has won a Civil Engineering Contractors Association Young Achiever Award for his work during a placement year in industry. Michael undertook his placement with Bridge Civil Engineering as part of his civil engineering degree course, working on key projects at Gornhay in Tiverton and Salmon Pool in Exeter. Michael said, "I've got engineering in my blood. I'm from a family of engineers and I've always been interested in construction, so was immediately attracted by the course at the University of Plymouth. The support I received from Bridge Civil Engineering during my placement year was fantastic and included a personal mentor who would often come to site with me, challenge me and direct me. What I really like about civil engineering is that every day is different and you are tested on every project. This industry presents huge opportunities for people across a broad spectrum of roles, and it's essential that we attract talented individuals, whether they are university, college, and student leavers, or people looking for a change of career, if we are to build a prosperous and sustainable future. The CECA Southwest Young Achiever Awards are presented annually in recognition of exceptional performance, with each winner receiving a trophy and a cheque for £500.